The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. That's 3-23-23. Got all those numbers in your head? All right, good. I tell you what, we have a guest on that is near and dear to my heart, especially when it comes to solutions about money. And of course, we have made so much fun of money lately because of everything that's been going on with this woke philosophy, with Silicon Valley, Signature, First Republic. I mean, they're all gone belly up. They all went woke. They all were playing an ESG. And it's all about what? The money, the dollar, the way it's made, the way it's spent, and the faith, the will, and the will of the people having it. Well, what happens when people wake up and realize it's nothing but fiat currency backed by nothing, has no intrinsic value? And then you have an attorney like Ellen Brown, who's the head of the Public Banking Institute, wants to put together public banks. Ellen, good morning. Does this mean we get to have our own new currency too, maybe?
Good morning. Well, that's a good question.
I'd love to have our own new something backed by gold or silver or something. I'd like to have some intrinsically backed currency like silver certificates like we used to have. Unfortunately, that's not the case. You just wrote this letter, which I just got. It's an article called Banking Crisis 3.0, Time to Change the Rules of the Game. Don't you have to change the administration and their thought processes before you do that?
Yes. Well, I was just writing on what we could do, not what probably will happen.
Ellen, you're right on. Public bank, I mean, the Bank of North Dakota is a public bank, isn't it? Why didn't all the states just adopt their own banks?
Right. Well, and we have a number of states that are working on it. I mean, we've had bills filed. We've got well over 30 bills that have been filed since 2010 for state-owned banks or city-owned banks or county-owned banks. But we haven't gotten any through yet. But thought was promising was the Tennessee Sovereign Bank. It's a new bill coming on. And Catherine Austin Fitz interviewed the legislator that was promoting it. And Richard Werner, who is a professor in the UK who writes on these matters, wrote a long brief on all the advantages of Tennessee forming its own bank. So the whole idea of a state-owned bank, first of all, you can escape all these bank runs that, or at least the state-owned bank would certainly escape bank runs. Bank of North Dakota, the model is that by law, all of the state's revenues are deposited in the bank, and it's got like 97% of the deposits. So they're not going to, the state won't be pulling their money out. So there won't be a run on the Bank of North Dakota, and it, by law, doesn't compete with the local banks. It actually partners with them. So it helps with liquidity. It helps with capitalization. So it's been called a mini Fed for the state. So it actually is the model that we're looking for, where by it's mandated to serve the public. It's owned by the public. It serves the local banks. They have the most local banks per capita of any other state, because they're protected by this system. It was set up in 1919 when the farmers were losing their farms to big out-of-state banks, and they thought they were being defrauded because the banks were connected to the railroads, connected to the granary. And so the granary wasn't taking their grain when they thought it was perfectly good grain, so therefore they didn't have the money to pay their mortgages, and then they were losing their farms. So, Anyway, they set up their own granary, which they still have, state-owned granary, and a state-owned bank, which they still have. And it's been extremely successful. It's been very profitable for over a decade. It was averaging about 20% return on investment, right? This
wow.
last time they reported, it was 15%, but that's because, you know, things have shrunk after COVID. But anyway.
They're not woke, though. They're not woke. That's the thing. They're operating the bank as a right-on business. This is the difference between what they're doing and this idiot Jerome Powell keeping raising interest rates and bailing out banks, and Janet Yellen is yelling about everything, and this woman has absolutely no sense. They need to take her, put her out to pasture. I mean, this woman is should not even be in office. Her and Powell both. I mean, you got even Liz Warren, who was way out there in left lib land, screaming bloody murder that Jerome Powell is killing the economy. Excuse me? Inflation fueled by congressional spending. I mean, these people and the Biden administration giving all our money to Ukraine and putting us further in debt. I mean, these people are like, you know, drunken sailors in a whorehouse, for crying out loud. Yeah, I mean, I have to make fun of them, Ellen. I'm sorry, because these people are serious morons. The entire administration. I've never seen anything. I thought Carter was bad. This is worse. So I got to ask, you know, what prompted you to, I mean, you just finished this article this morning, as a matter of fact, on banking crisis 3.0. Where do you see, because of the bailouts? I mean, obviously none of us like it. We got into some conversation about the FDIC, and now we're hearing about the fact that they're not going to insure all the deposit at SVB. And then to me, I made the comment about the FDIC not having enough money to pay everybody if there was a major run on the bank and the bank's all closed and people are going to the FDIC saying, hey, where's my money? You're supposed to, this is insured for up to $250,000, if not more, because you go into some banks and they say, oh, no, we insure you for more. Well, the thing is that they could pay you a dollar a day. That's the comment I made, because they don't have enough money to go around, do they?
No, they only would. I think there's $9.7 trillion that are. Is that right? Yeah, $9.7 trillion that are covered, that are theoretically insured by FDIC insurance, but they only have enough money in the fund to cover about 2% of that. So they'd be fine, like one or two or three banks go down. That's what they anticipate, is one bank at a time. But yep. If you had a collapse like in the 1930s, which we could be heading for the way things are going, there's no way they could cover all those deposits. Now, theoretically, well, they have a $100 billion credit line with the Treasury, but that's still not going to do it. And now they're talking about covering all deposits, which would double the number of deposits that they would have to cover. Yeah, so tricky.
Oh, wow, what a mess. And I'm looking at this. Hey, and by the way, Connie, I know you were listening out there, and I know you wrote in and said you got you're butt handed to you on social media because you posted what I said and everybody took issue with you. Well, now you've heard it from an attorney who's at the tip of the iceberg that understands the entire system and how it's played. We have been gamed, literally. I mean, we have fiat currency, Federal Reserve notes. It's nothing but debt. It's a promise to pay. We all know it. We're all existing in it because we've all accepted as part of the will of we the people. As long as we say that it has value, then it has value, because we the people says it does. But the thing is that there's nothing backing it, and we know that too. And why are we in such denial?
I actually would take issue with that. I think the full faith and credit.
I love when you do that. Full faith and credit, there you go.
The full faith and credit of the people is real backing. It's something that, I mean, you couldn't even spend your gold at the grocery store where I live. They wouldn't know what you were. You say, yeah, this is worth $18,000. And they'd say, yeah, sure. And, you know, they'd say, let me see your cash. Because
yeah,
I know
like
what
a
that's
dollar
worth.
Gold piece. Yeah, looks like a dollar gold piece to me. It's worth a dollar. It's like, no, it's worth $18,000. Don't you know about inflation? No, they have no idea what that is.
Right. Or any cryptocurrency, you can't spend that at the grocery store. Oh. You can't pay your bills. Well, you can't pay your water bill or your electric bill. I mean, all those things that are formalized. Of course, there are. Certainly, we have a lot of crypto exchanges where they will accept your crypto. And I would endorse that. I mean, it's quite alarming that you probably saw this. Kristi Noem in South Dakota was pointing out that they were trying to change the definition of the UCC code, the definition of currency. Yeah, so if you eliminate... In the 1930s, when everything collapsed, community currencies were very popular. That's where communities would get together and trade their goods and services, particularly their food, you know, farming communities. And that worked. And we need to be able to do that. And if you say that nothing is money or you can't trade in anything but the national currency, which just collapsed, then... You know, we're in trouble. I mean, I think cryptocurrencies are very promising, but even they should be backed by something. I mean, I like the idea of food-backed crypto or labor-backed crypto, something. Basically, it's an advance against future productivity that you can, you have your food-backed crypto that you can cash in 6 months when the harvest comes in. And you get fresh produce instead of trying to store it in your freezer.
I'm always kind of curious, though, because of late, and this is within the millennium, we're talking about CBDCs and blockchain, and this is scaring the hell out of me. This more than anything else, because I don't think the public is buying it. What's your take on that?
Oh, I agree. Well, I don't know about what you mean by the public. Probably more than half of the public accepts whatever they talk about on television or, you know, mainstream media. But we, those of us who read and keep up, we don't accept it for sure. Well, the problem with CBDCs is that it's programmable. I mean, that's what they have said. That's what the head of the I guess he wasn't head, but anyway, the BIS, Carstens, I can't even remember what his official title was. But anyway, he said that we'll have programmable digital currency where you can control what people spend it on. He said right now people have cash and we don't know where it goes or what they're spending it on, the presumption being that they're doing something illegal. But... And people say the definition of illegal varies depending on who's in government. I mean, if they decide it's illegal to go protest, we used to always be able to protest. That was like your form of free speech. If there's nothing else you could do, you could take to the streets with some signs and protest. But now, if you protest the wrong thing, you could wind up with your CBDC cut off. Or if they set up these 15-minute cities and you try to go outside your 15 minutes, your money will shut off or your car will shut off or whatever, and you won't be able to go.
That's
all quite alarming. But,
I mean, it's all about control, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is possible to set up. I understand. I mean, I'm not a techie, but I understand it's actually possible to set up an e-cash that would be that actually acts like cash. In other words, it doesn't go through a central mechanism or a central system, and you can actually transfer your dollars from your phone to somebody else's phone. But then the trouble is, let's say you're carrying your bank account around in your phone. If you lose your phone, you've just lost all your money. But anyway, there are possibilities out there. The technology is done remarkable things, but we just have to make sure that it's used appropriately. We know we've got to get the rules laid down.
Yeah, we do. Venmo and Cash App, by the way, are two apps that are out there that everybody's using to transfer money from point A to point B. And then, of course, you have your old traditional PayPal, which is, they're making money off of that. They're making billions of dollars a year off of that, and they're woke. So, you know, a lot of these people are hard to trust these days, and we have a lot of people out there that are looking at what the system is trying to advocate doing, and all these community banks are going to fail. And it seems like you're getting pushback from the mainstream banking communities, but even JP Morgan last night came out with stuff warning that this recession, this inflationary issues were going to get the best of us and this whole thing was going to fall apart. I mean, they, for JP Morgan Chase. Now, why are they doing that? They want everybody to just run to their bank and put their money in and take them out of the run on the community banks. I think that's just counterproductive to what we should be doing. What's your take?
Well, that's definitely what's happening, and that's what the community banks are complaining about, and that's why they wanted to get full deposit insurance coverage. But I don't think, my understanding is J.P. Morgan doesn't want those deposits either. They're already overflowing with deposits. The big banks are. The concern is that people don't talk about are the derivatives. There's $600 trillion dollars in derivatives out there, according to the Bank for International Settlements. And there's
that
more
high.
Than that. I mean, sorry?
$600 trillion?
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen like numbers as high as $2.5 quadrillion.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows because they're
over the counter. That's what I
the
thought
counter.
Was they're, more like. Yeah, I thought it was more like quadrillion is what the last, in fact, didn't you just write an article recently about that?
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
so. I saw
well,
that
I've
number
like,
and I went, quadrillion.
I said quadrillion.
We're talking about the security.
Again,
the securities, I mean, you saw what happened in 2008, right? That's why I wrote Clouded Titles, because, I mean, it literally trashed the chains of titles because of securitization. This whole thing was a mess. It was out of control from the get-go. In 1999, when they repealed Glass-Steagall and let the banks all over this thing, it made a mess of everything, including real property law. I mean, we're still fighting banks in foreclosure because I'm getting calls from attorneys all over the U.S. from homeowners who are trying to keep stay in their homes, and they've got all these wannabe lenders that we know bought third-party debt or bought some non-performing loan pool from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. I mean, we know because I'm looking at the paperwork in the land records, and it clearly has Fannie's name all over it. And I'm like, okay, so they dump all this stuff off as third-party debt, and this is the garbage that we have to put up with now. Quadrillion. This is nuts. Totally nuts. Mike in Alaska, you're on the phone with Ellen Brown. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ellen. How are you doing? Yeah, my son down in Montana told me that a couple of things I want to talk about real quick. Down in North Dakota, that state's turned blue. Governor Burgum, I call him Bergdum, he just passed Bill 1082, which has changed the definition of money. They're going to go digital in North Dakota. And that governor, he's a Republican, but he's pro-ESG. He's putting in one of the highest pressured pipelines in the country to pump carbon from Iowa back, and they're going to put it underground in North Dakota. There's 17 carbon sequestration projects going on now in North Dakota. This one, though, is coming from ethanol plants out of Iowa. Ethanol is a joke. It takes more energy to produce it than it does to mitigate their so-called problem. But
I'm more concerned about the idea, what you brought up first off, about the governor sitting there, not just so much the ESG, but wanting to go to digital currency. This is disturbing, considering that we have the bank in North Dakota. I mean, Ellen, do you see the Bank of North Dakota capitulating to that?
Wow, I wasn't aware of that. I know it was South Dakota passed that bill that changed the UCC definition of currency, and that's what Kristi Noem was sounding the alarm about. And she said 20 other states were looking, you know, had such bills before them. I don't know if they passed or not, but I didn't know North Dakota was one of them. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, that's kind of
yeah.
scary.
No.
I have seen that about sequestering, about piping carbon dioxide and burying it in the ground. It's insane. Carbon dioxide is required by life on this planet. I mean, I'm tending to agree with Mike Adams that somebody's trying to terraform the planet for somebody not human, because we all need carbon dioxide. I mean, we need the plants that need carbon dioxide. And
right. Well, everybody was against it And this guy, Burgum, he doesn't care what anybody thinks in North Dakota. He doesn't care about his constituents. I read it in the newspaper. He said, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. Ooh. And there's another thing that I knew was going to happen. That spy balloon that they've been taking apart and dissecting for the last month, how convenient. You don't hear a darn thing on that because they know it was a spy balloon. They could have brought it down over Montana very easily. They could have shot the bag itself and let it, even if it took 100 miles, it would have still come down in cattle country. Instead, they shot a sidewinder at the package and destroyed it. They knew it was a spy balloon. They didn't want to be embarrassed. And now this Kramer down there that went to Ukraine with Blumenthal, the liar that said he would serve combat in Vietnam, Kramer promised to say something down there about it. It's been a month. He won't talk about it. Kramer is another rhino, pig, globalist, scum, out of Washington, scum, warmonger. But they're hiding it. They're hiding it, Dave. They're not going to tell us what was on that package because they know it was a high-tech spy balloon.
I get it, Mike. We're kind of getting off topic here because we're sitting there talking about banking and finance.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I want to try to stay. I don't get to talk to this woman very often, and I love her, and I love what she's doing. I love the fact she's trying to push public banking. I'm trying to get my head around how expansive her process has been ever since she started this. And so we appreciate your call. She has come out with so many articles, and the looming quadrillion-dollar derivative tsunami. I mean, this is the thing. When the derivatives went to hell in the handbasket in 2008, and Lehman and Morgan Stanley and everybody, it all fell apart. Now we have Moody's and everybody that all rated these bonds as AAA when they knew they were junk. They're sitting there trying to give prognosis as to what the economy is going to look like, and we're going to be down and out for the next 12 to 18 months. I mean, this is like calling the kettle black, isn't it, Ellen?
Yes, and the whole Credit Suisse, Suisse just got bought out by UBS for a mere pittance, and nobody talks about the derivatives there, but I think that has to have been a derivatives bank. That's why they were, I mean, they actually broke the law. You know, they changed the rules so that the shareholders were supposed to get a vote, and the big shareholders were the Saudis who really took a big hit on that buyout, and they said, you know, you can't trust the Swiss. But it used to always be you could trust the Swiss. You know, it was like our whole currency is based on trust. That's the whole deal. If everybody trusts the bank and leaves their money in the bank, then you don't have bank runs, and the thing works, even though there isn't really enough money in there. But when people don't trust and they start pulling their money out all at once, then it collapses. Well, anyway, Credit Suisse is one of the globally systemically important financial institutions. So that's like the sci-fis that got bailed out in the U.S. were nationally systemically important. But this is globally systemically important, which means that they're also interconnected, that if one goes down, the whole system goes down. And that's just the nature of derivatives and repo, that they're all betting against each other. So they're counterparties to each other. And so the system is built on the trust of, you know, that you can trust your counterparty to be able to pay. But if your counterparty goes...
Yeah, Ellen, I think that half these people don't understand how derivatives operate. But the thing is I know, because when the whole thing goes bust, they look at the swap counterparty, because credit default swaps are what props up the system. And when the derivatives go bust, everybody goes to the default insurance. This is what happened in 2008, folks. And this is why you could take a $500,000 mortgage loan in the securities market and turn it into $7 million is because of derivatives, because they repackage and sell this crap to investors who just love the idea of having whatever fundamental risk there is. And of course, they look at Fitch's, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's to sit there and tell the investors how wonderful these things are, when in fact, it's just like the jab. They're not safe and effective at all. they come with so damn much risk, it's unbelievable. And Credit Suisse is just one prime example of what we're looking at. I got to get your take on, Ellen, since we got you on the phone and our time is so scarce here. I wish we had more time to talk about this. What's your outlook as far as if we don't switch to some sort of community bank or public banking, what's your outlook, your take on all of this with the amount of credit card debt everybody's holding right now and what's going on with this economy? What's your reach into the future? I pull out the crystal ball and tell me what we're facing here.
Well, we're at peak, what you would call peak debt, or, you know, booms and busts, or it's called the business cycle, like it's the weather, that you get these booms and then they necessarily get so big that they bust. But it's not really the weather. It's really that the system, it's a flaw in the system itself, that banks create 97% of the money supply. They create the principal, but they don't create the interest. So they're always taking back more money than they put out there. And over a 30-year loan, you know, your interest is going to be as much as your principal. So where is this extra money going to come from throughout the whole system? If banks are creating all of the money or nearly all of that, then you have to have more debt, more and more debt that goes into the bottom of the pyramid. So it's really a pyramid scheme. And eventually, or it's a Ponzi scheme or what, anyway, eventually the bubble collapses just like the tulip bubble. And that is inevitably what will happen here too. Now we have a whole different system evolving in the Eurasian Economic Union, which is being set up by Sergei Glazyev of Russia. That system would actually be asset-backed. And, I mean, they have a whole different system they're setting up. And arguably, if ours collapses, that's what we'll be moving into. But my hope is that when you have crises that politicians start looking around for solutions, whereas you can't get them to even be interested in changing the way things are if everything seems to be going well. I mean, we've had that experience for over 10 years now trying to get public banks set up, that wow. Politicians are just by nature averse to change. They've got a job, they want to keep their job, so don't rock the boat, that kind of stuff. There's no need to try something new when we're floating along okay. But when things collapse, like if you think about Roosevelt in 1933, not that you necessarily approve of everything he did, but the things that were done, there's no way that could have been done in ordinary times. You know, there's no way a president could say, well, we're going to take the dollar off the gold standard now, and we're going to shut all the banks down for a few days, and when they reopen, we're going to have a totally different system. I mean, that just will only, you can only change the system when things collapse. So it seems to me the good of being on this like really critical place in history is that it's an opportunity to make it better. But we do have to get in a better solution so that we don't wind up with the World Economic Forum solution.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Thanks so much for your input, Ellen. We're out of time for the segment. Sherry, sorry we couldn't get to your call. But I'm telling you what, I mean, you're looking at the economy the way it really is, folks, and it doesn't look like a pretty outcome. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour break with Justin Porter. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And good morning once again. If you just joined us, it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. For our last segment, I have a bottle of Nuke Protect in my hot little hand right here. And I have several bottles of these. In fact, one gentleman called the Power Mall, and he bought 12 bottles of Nuke Protect. So Justin Porter is with us with North American Urban Spice, the creators and makers of this that supply the Power Mall with all the good stuff. And we'll be talking to him during this segment. We've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products all this week, so you can stock up to protect your immune system. Justin Porter, welcome so much to the show once again.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I'm just kind of curious why, I guess it's the what's going on as far as the environment, as far as the political climate. You know, we've got Russia's Medvedev threatening to blow up the International Criminal Court. They want to put an arrest warrant out for Vlad. I'm just kind of like scratching my head going, boy, things are just getting worse by the day. Now the IMF's going to give all these billions of dollars in loans to Ukraine. I mean, and Russia's like, look, we've teamed up with China now. We don't need America. We're going to show the West that a thing or two. And because of the fact, I think that it's finally gotten to people that we're entering some pretty dangerous territories, which is why we're seeing Nuke Protect fly off the shelf. Are you seeing that?
We're seeing a bigger demand than ever, really. It's and, you know, in the meantime, you know, as the United States apparently want to just hand over our global powers to China and to Russia, you know, there's all the other threats that come into play. And all we seem to be doing is stoking those kind of fears. So We've not seen sales like this on Nuke Protect since Fukushima happened, or, you know, all those years ago. And I think people are just aware that there are real dangers out there. The, you know, current administration doesn't seem to want to be there for the American people, and all in the name of a climate change agenda that doesn't add up. It just seems there to, you know, make us pay more for our energy and make us pay more for taxes. So definitely not a good time at the moment. But I think things will change.
Well, I hope they change for the better, because the thing is right now we're kind of, and everybody, given the news that I've been reading of late, we're kind of in a doom and gloom mode here, because we're looking at the political climate in America. And I mean, if that's any indication of how things are going to end up, people really need to be paying attention to their health more than anything else, because it's the only thing that's going to allow us to survive all of this, this mess that's going on. And so Nuke Protect, my whole idea in buying the product was when it is necessary or needed that. And people have asked me, don't you take Nuke Protect on a regular basis? Because, you know, Stephen used to come on the show and he used to say the same thing, Stephen Harkins. And, you know, and I take it every other day or twice a week or whatever the case. And I'm like, well, but I thought that this whole thing was to supply iodine, good iodine, to replace the stuff that would be coming at you in the event of a nuclear catastrophe, especially if you live near a power plant. Because apparently there's a lot of people that live near these nuke plants that all of a sudden got this epiphany and said, oh my God, if that thing ever melts down, if the electricity ever goes out, we're looking at potential solar flares, earth pole shifting and solar flares. And if that starts hitting the grid, grid's going to go down and these nuclear rods are going to melt and we're going to have Chernobyls all over the U.S.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is another cause for concern, isn't it?
Well, I think there's kind of ongoing things, really. And, you know, we're flooded with radiation, you know, electromagnetic fields everywhere. You have the 5G towers that went up as everybody was locked down in some mysterious situation. But, you know, the reality is with Nuke Protect is that I would take it every day. And I think, you know, what the beauty of it is that it gives us a form of selenium that is very, very hard to get. And, you know, most people don't get selenium from their diet. And what Nuke Protect provides is not only the selenium, but all of the iodine that you need from the kelp, but then also the protective iodine from the potassium iodide, that any radiation that would attack the thyroid is taken care of, because that is the role of the potassium iodide. Now, if we were to get into an event, you know, that was nuclear and we had excessive radiation, then you want to be taking 4 capsules a day. And that is because that is the amount needed to protect the thyroid from any dangers from being attacked from that radiation. In the meantime, with all the electromagnetic fields and the 5G out there, 2 capsules a day really is sufficient to be able to protect yourself and make sure, because there's added antioxidants in there, you are going to get protection at the cellular level. Because ultimately what that radiation is doing, it's dividing the DNA and the RNA. And it is going to cause to unnecessary or artificial cell division, which we all know where that leads over a period of time.
So are we taking this thing at 2 pills, at 2 capsules at the same time, or space them out?
Yeah, 2 capsules at the same time. And you can take 4 a day and be absolutely, you know, absolutely fine and continue that for forever. But, you know, we all have budgets and everything else. So I do recommend 2 a day, unless there is some kind of radioactive fallout somewhere, then get on 4 a day immediately.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so this is why we're selling it at the Power Mall, folks. We stocked up because we knew this was going to happen. So that's one of the reasons why we have Justin on here to explain what's going on. Now, as far as we have been talking about shedding, and a lot of people, the cognitive dissonance is still there. People are having a hard time understanding. And folks, we are not doing an infomercial here on this stuff. We never do. I just, when the people tell me, I just sound like an infomercial, I am literally like blowing a gasket on this end. Of course, you can't see it, but you know, it's better than blowing on an O-ring. The bigger problem I've got with this, the arguendo about infomercials, is that, yeah, we are just trying to sell us something. Well, no, the whole idea is because we have this concern, a public health concern, because we've been lied to by our government about all of this. You know, the fact that it's not transmissible. And Fauci just came out and said, we need more transmissible stuff. And I'm like, You are out of your mind. They need more gain of function research. And I mean, the guy's not even in business anymore. He doesn't even work for the government anymore. It's like he came back from the grave. And a lot of people wish he would just cease to exist anyway. But the bigger problem is the shedding thing that everybody's talking about. Half the people are in denial that this actually is going on, which is why you created Raw Pine Power Plus. And a lot of people, we've had pine needle tea. We brewed pine needle tea. It takes a long time, and the stuff doesn't even taste like anything. And then you came out with this product. Extrapolate on that. Why is this product way better than sitting around brewing bags of pine needles?
Yeah, well, there's endless reasons, really. And, you know, it's very difficult to harvest pine, and there is pine out there that is not safe to ingest. So, you know, we kind of took that out of the equation, and we found some amazing wild red and white pine. And, you know, we instead of putting the pine needles out there that we looked at doing, pine is inherently dirty. So you're going to get growth on there very quickly after just a few weeks even. So we extracted it immediately after harvest and turned it into this very concentrated product that essentially will provide you the equivalent of 23 cups of pine needle tea per bottle. And it's, you know, so in each tablespoon, you are getting a cup of pine needle tea. It's very quick and easy. You have the added support of spruce in there as well. And wild spruce needles are extremely hard to find in a medicinal way. And, you know, we kind of put that in there. And there's some apple cider vinegar in there that is going to help in other ways as well. But the pine needle has that shikimic acid that when you come to shedding, as much as we want to pretend that's not happening, you've got far too many stories, far too much evidence now that's showing that people are getting pathogens in the nasal passage, spike protein in the nasal passages that confirm shedding. So we've really got to be protected, whether you've had the vaccine or you haven't had the vaccine. That shikimic acid is going to be in the the spike protein is going to be in the body, and you need to get the shikimic acid in there to dissolve it.
Now, this also has terpenes, which are highly cleansing to the body, especially BCP, which supports detox of the brain and nervous system, because we have the blood-brain barrier. We have talked about that constantly on this show, and that's one of the reasons why, in addition to the Raw Pine Power Plus in my regimen, we're taking the black seed oil capsules. And apparently in the Middle East, black seed oil is like the godsend to everything.
Yeah, well, cures everything but death. So, you know, yeah. when you have that slogan, I think it's even in the Quran as that. So, you know, it's really magnificent stuff. And it almost sounds too good to be true. But it is, you know, it's so powerful. We always say make sure you take it with food, because you can really, really have a significant change in blood sugar and blood pressure. And, you know, so monitor those things carefully as you're taking it. And also start thinking about, well, do I need the drugs if you are taking drugs for any of those conditions, because the black seed works so quickly. But terpenes in all of these things, you know, our oregano is so different because we have over 37 active ingredients, most of those being terpenes that other oreganos don't have. The black seed oil, in the pine, it's the terpenes that work so effectively and so well. So you really hit the nail on the head. And, you know, I don't think Dr. Fauci will ever be talking about terpenes, and just goes to show you where he's coming from. And I don't know if you just saw the CBS interview that they started sharing about him, where he's gone out trying to...
Oh, no, I did. You know, with Bow Wow Wowzer. Yeah, with Mayor Bow Wow. I call her Bow Wow Wowzer. Anyway, so, yeah, they went out there and they got so much pushback from the black folk out there. God love them, man. They got common sense. They're like, oh, yeah. Look, if you got to give me a side of fries to take that shot, there's something wrong with this picture. I mean, I'm just laughing, going, boy, he's getting a dose. He is getting a dose of his comeuppance, man. Yeah, I just love it. They let him have it. I did see the video when it first came out on Twitter. Yeah. And then CBS had it on there. And it's like when mainstream media is picking up on this and him getting pushback like this from the local residents, they had a whole team of people standing behind him wearing masks that I think were ready to give him the jab.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh baby, this is right on your doorstep. I'm glad they didn't knock on my door.
God, that would have been trouble. There's nothing in the world that they could offer, right? That's really true. They were offering them a car, or a chance to win.
Yeah, chance to win a car. Oh Just all you got to do is get the jab and what's your name in that. I'm like, come on, people. How stupid do you think we are? Hey, we'll give you a lotto ticket if you take the jab. I mean, people, come on. Our listeners are way past this point, Justin. they know. But the bigger problem is they know a lot of people out there that have gotten the jab. Unfortunately, they put their faith, instead of in God, they put it in their country, put it in their government, and their government is out to do them good, no good at all. So this stuff is not safe and effective. Everything they told you was a lie. Stop the spread was a lie. The masks were a lie. Everything was a lie. And now we're having to pay the price for it to maintain our healthy body, which is one of the reasons why Justin's here. And if you have questions about any of this stuff, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You are welcome, especially in segments like this, to call up and let us know how long you've been taking any of the products from North American Herb and Spice and what they're doing for you and how healthy you are. I mean, we want to hear from you. So this is right now, from what I understand, we're just getting word here that the NAIAD, which was Fauci's little brainchild, Rand Paul and others, Chip Roy, it looks like there's some sort of legislation to get rid of that agency on the chopping block. Just came across my screen right now. So not to give everybody hope, because we are in the middle of a shift show here, you know, with Trump facing indictment and all this other garbage, that it's just a weapon of mass distraction to keep you from, you know, put you under more stress, and you need stuff to combat the stress, which is why we're talking about this. I mean, taking these supplements beats throwing your shoe at the TV and risking damaging your TV set. Because we certainly don't want you doing that. But, you know, that's why we have Justin here. So, you know, heart health, because February was Heart Health Month. And so we're looking at Hyperease, and this is something else, Resvital, Purely C, the oregano juice. I mean, the thing is that, you know, we have the oregano P73 super strength, and that's in a lot of your products, is it not?
Yeah, we utilize the oregano in a lot of the products, sometimes as a preservative, as a natural preservative, because we would never use anything like potassium sorbate or sodium benzoate or any other kind of artificial preservative. But the oregano itself, I mean, you could go on if you're just starting out and you're trying to get into figuring out what's best, the safest way to go is always start with the oregano oil. The super strength is something that only we offer. The oregano juice is something that only we offer. And really, it does take an education to understand why these are so powerful. But as we get into allergy season and as we get into all of these things, the oregano is really king, because it is antihistamine as well. So it's able to support the gut. It's able to kill all of the fungus. And if you've heard about, I don't know if you heard about this, Dave, but there's this new super fungus that is starting to get pushed on us.
I heard. New there is fungus cancer. Among us, yeah.
Fungus among us. I like that one. I'm going to steal that.
Go ahead.
It's a new candida. And, you know, we always look at these new things and we say, okay, well, why is it happening first and foremost? You know, and I think this over-sanitization of our world is part of that reason, clearly. But we can also step back and say, well, it's resistant to man-made antibiotics. But the antibiotics and the antifungals that God gave us are going to be our best line of defense. And as we know, oregano is the king in that area. And the super strength that you carry, the 1 ounce, you get 432 servings per bottle. And within that, you have something that is so powerful, you feel it pretty much immediately. And there's nothing quite like it, but it is the only oregano that is safe for daily use. And, you know, there's all these misinformation pieces about oregano out there that you can't take it daily. And, you know, we've got 30 years of history with our oregano that shows very clearly it is the only one that is truly safe for daily use.
You can. Now, see, right here, I have this little capsule in my fingers. For those of you who are watching a streaming live and video, you see this handsome guy I'm talking to on the screen right now? Well, I'm going to put that back in this bottle right here, because I take this stuff every single day. That is in my... And I can taste the oregano. It's in there. It's called Oregaresp. And you wonder why I got lungs and I can sit there and do what we're doing on the show every day. That's one of the reasons right there why we're doing it, is because if you want healthy lungs and you want to get rid of all the toxins and all the other garbage that's in your system, that's why I take Oregaresp. So you want to elaborate on what makes that so good?
Yeah, well, it's part of our COVID story as well, because, you know, before the mandates of the wrong kind with the masks and the vaccines and that, North American Urban Spice employees had a mandate of one product every single day without exception, and it was the Orego Rest. And that's right when COVID hit as well. So, you know, when we were all freaking out going, what is going on? It was, oh, no, this is what every single employee has to take. And it was provided by the company.
I love it. I mean, this is no jab. You take this instead.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I love it. All right. See, they're not woke, folks. That should tell you something right there.
And the great thing was, is, you know, in our office, we used to joke, it's like 2019 in here, you know.
So wow.
We didn't shut down, and but the Orego Resp is extremely concentrated. So you've got the equivalent of 50 drops of oregano per capsule. And we dry this down and fit it in this single capsule. But if you imagine taking 50 drops in one go, that's pretty tough to do, even for somebody like me who takes it so often. And these 50 drops is concentrated. It gets into the body. You don't get any burping up of oregano.
I don't. And that's the thing. People are like afraid of taking krill oil and stuff like that, too. They're afraid of taking it because they're burping up fish, you know. And it's like this. I can take this stuff. And I'm usually one of those that anybody with a hiatal hernia or anything like that, you know, it's going to come up and you're going to taste. I don't taste it. I'm going to give you kudos on that one and give you a great testimonial, because, no, you don't get that with this product.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there's, you know, in vitro studies out there on the product that just shows how powerful it is on these pathogens. And it's blended with other spice oils, sage, cinnamon, ginger, and cumin. And, you know, really, like you said, it is the best line of defense. You know, we've also had people with severe chronic disease take actually take 9 capsules a day, just showing how safe it is, and have miraculous recoveries from, you know, all sorts of conditions. It really is a truly magical medicine.
Okay, now we have, this is the thing, I'm hearing all the back channel information from the Power Mall, and there's a lot of people that call up and they're on fixed incomes, and they're sitting there looking through our catalog going, oh my gosh, I want to be healthy, but I don't have the kind of budget, and I don't like taking gobs of capsules. Is there a recommended supplement plan of all the products that North American Urban Spice sells that you would take if you had a choice of like taking 1 or 2 or 3 items on a regular basis? So because nobody likes popping 50 capsules a day, that gets really crazy. And God knows what it's doing in your stomach other than dissolving and maybe doing some good for you. But the thing is they don't like the idea of swallowing all those capsules all the time. It's just not the normal thing to them, other than people who are really stuck on supplements and think that they need them to support their immune system, which they do. Mm-hmm. So is there like the 3 top ones that if they just had to spend X number of dollars, how and what would you recommend?
Yes, and it's a great question. We get it a lot as well. And, you know, the beauty of it is that we always say, make sure you look further into your supplements when you're shopping for them, because servings and sticker price are often very, very different. We know that everybody has fungus. We know that everybody has some sort of pathogen in them. So we always make sure people are taking the oregano oil, and the best economic value is in the oil itself. And pill fatigue is very real. You know, people get fed up of swallowing capsules, like you say. So the oregano oil, as long as you can take the heat, is a phenomenal way to go. If you don't like the taste, if you don't like the spiciness, the gel caps are wonderful because they are very small, so very easy to swallow. And then just because of how much black seed does, where it regulates the endocrine system, it's phenomenal for metabolic health, it's wonderful for cardiovascular health. We always recommend black seed in one form, whether it's the oil or the gel caps, depending on what you're comfortable doing. And then really, you know, it comes down to, where are we in this current situation? Are we going through a potential EMF crisis? Are we going through that? So Nuke Protect is top of our list right now.
I'm going to have to start taking it. Now you got me. All right. There you go, folks. Nuke Protect. Now, here's the one thing. I noticed something because of some of these guys that are out there promoting, and they're saying selenium promotes hair growth. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you see all of these people currently with loss of hair or failure to grow hair back. And sometimes it's as simple as not enough selenium. And now you can take too much selenium, but it's also very hard to get in your diet. So, you know, Brazil nuts are fantastic. They are the best source. But yes, yeah, selenium has so many uses in the body. And, you know, our thyroid actually can't function at all without selenium. So, you know, just to paint that picture, and that's part of the reason why the hair loss is so prevalent, is because that thyroid isn't functioning like it should be.
All right, so two capsules a day until the emergency hits, and then you double the dose. All right, just remember that, folks. All right, so now we've got the oregano, either in the gel cap or the oil. We got the Black Seed Plus in the capsules or the oil itself, and then we got Nuke Protect. Those are the three things right now that people are concerned, and they want to make sure they're doing the right thing. And so this is why we bring this up. Now, the Raw Pine Power Plus, this is something else because of the terpenes and the shedding and everything else. If you've been around people that have COVID or they had it and they've been jabbed or whatever the case may be, and you want to fight this stuff off, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about some other stuff on the show, but the Raw Pine Power Plus should be an addition if you have that situation you're facing. So we're out of time for today, but Justin Porter, thanks so much for being on the show again. Go to the Power Mall and get those three things we just talked about today. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with Friday's segment. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.